You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We give you that sports talk in the lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like the sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope everybody been good, you know. Ready for another episode, just over here hype. Just got finished recording an episode of The Jam. That'll be coming out probably later this month in April.
The Jam.
Yeah, Merk be coming with him, man. So make sure y'all tuning into the Jams. They've been real cracking.
Yes, sir.
The last one you put out was with Jay Davey. That one was fun. So make sure y'all check it out. And just support everything, man. You know, on the break, we got the ladies breaking down some stuff. This one was on slut shaming, the recent one.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to that one. I'm still listening to the Women in Power.
Oh, yeah, Women in Leadership Position.
Leadership Position.
Yeah, that's been good, man. We'll be recording next week.
Absolutely.
It's every season. So, you know, my wife, KC, is enjoying herself.
Shout out to my wife. Birthday just passed.
Oh, okay. She's March Aries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think it's up. I think Money's.
There's a bunch of Aries.
I think our homeboy Tash Money birthday today. So, you know, a lot of them out.
Shout out to the homie Edgar. He's an Aries. And, of course, rest in peace. Shout out to our dad. He was an Aries as well.
Yeah, Paul's an Aries, too. It's a gang of.
They all over the place.
Leo's is coming up soon. That's all right, man. But yeah, man, that's that's some sad news, and you know, with the in some sports, with you know, players getting hurt again. You know, everybody concerned about the NC2A that last week. FEO bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate y'all going through that. I know we had some of the sound wasn't as crisp as we wanted.
Wasn't up to par, but definitely appreciate y'all who were able to get through it and. You know,
yeah, if you're able to tune in and listen to it. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, we got into it and we're going to get into it today as well.
And it'll be much more clear.
Oh, yeah. So if y'all want to get at us, talk some sports with us, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @brotherslayman. Leave us a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla. Oh, yeah. And let us know what you think of the music that we play on the show. I'm just curious. You know, I would like to know if any of y'all can tell whose songs is whose.
I can already tell you half of them are like, well, I like one of the songs that are played weekly. The other one is probably, most people are like, the other one, it's questionable on one of them. Yeah, I know. Nah, that's all me. And I will continue to give you questionable music that y'all probably don't want to hear.
Now, you should be bumping.
I mean, look, I'm an 80s kid. What can I say? So I like the old school stuff. So I do like to play, you know, some Tribe, some Nas. You know, I'll play some old school stuff on there. But I like my Young Jeezy and my Yo Gotti's too. So I'm going to give you both.
Yeah, so if y'all can tell who plays who. Let us know. I like to hear that.
I'm pretty sure the personalities show the distinction in music.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people can figure it out if they're paying attention.
Exactly.
And let's hop into this 2015 March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
It is official. We got it. We got our four.
Yep.
Kentucky, that was a tight game versus Notre Dame.
Man, I was so – not to hate on Kentucky, but I was so pulling for Notre Dame to win that game. I was so pulling for them. Just because, again, I like pulling for the underdogs. And Notre Dame was that close to pulling out a win.
So close.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, you know, kudos to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. They didn't break down. They didn't let the pressure get to them. They didn't break down. They didn't buckle. They held strong. And what's that kid, Carl Anthony Towns? it's like you kept saying, like, even against Bump Hampton, even against teams like Notre Dame, you're just like, damn, these fools are big.
Mm-hmm.
They're just big and they're long. They're just so damn lanky. You're just like, God.
Yeah, because they done smashed West Virginia.
Oh, man. They
who looked like they didn't even come
embarrassed,
out to play.
Embarrassed West Virginia.
Yeah, and then in this game, I mean, they were, what, Notre Dame, I think, was up by like four? They're at least two or four. And, you know, Kentucky made the necessary plays, got the W. And this is why I like, one of the things I love about college basketball, at least when it comes to tournament time, is you see that emotion mm-hmm. when fools is upset. Because they look totally shocked, like, did we just blow this game? I mean, they had it. I know they were like, we up! We're like a minute to go. Let's just hold it.
Exactly.
But nope, got stops. They got stops, made the free throws. And they looked ecstatic, like, we going to the Final Four! Yeah! And Notre Dame, they were just like, oh, what? And you just like, damn, I feel bad for y'all. Because, like, hold that, they going to cry in the car. Like, most of them going to cry on the court right then and there, facing in my jersey. Don't look at me. So Kentucky is continuing their run, getting to the Final Four, trying to keep that undefeated streak going. They will be playing Wisconsin. Put up a nice match. That was a nice game with them in Arizona.
Yeah.
I was hoping the Pac-12 would get some representation, but Wisconsin's just putting it to them.
Yeah.
Just putting in that work.
That's why I'm telling you, that Kamenisky kid, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the greatest dancer, but he can ball. And Wisconsin, man, they got shooters, dude.
Yeah, they do.
They got shooters. They play hard, man. They play hard. And again, they're experienced.
Mm-hmm.
They got sophomores. They got juniors on that team. They're not all freshmen. And to me, that's going to go a long way.
Yeah. No, it will be. And it looks like we're going to have a rematch. I believe this is a rematch, right? From last season, Kentucky versus Wisconsin?
I believe so.
From what I understand. And, you know, this is to get to the big dance.
And this is where, in my bracket, I got them losing. I think Kamenisky is going to be too much for them, as we saw with Notre Dame. You can draw out their bigs. You can space them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got shooters, guys, and they can draw out guys. And you got a guy in Kamenisky who, unlike most teams, he can match their size.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see, you know, if he's matched up against Carl Anthony Towns, how Carl Anthony Towns is going to do now that he's matched up against a guy who might be taller than he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be one of those situations where, you know, as we saw against Notre Dame, he was kind of just catching the post and just, oh, it's an easy flip because I'm way taller than you.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be that this time. So it's going to be interesting to see what Kentucky's going to do as far as adjustments goes in order to win. Because
Wisconsin going to be studying that Notre Dame tape.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a full week to prepare. You know, and they got women. Yeah, I think they made 10 three-pointers in that second half of that game in Arizona. I mean, they can spread it. And
they were struck.
Kentucky is great defensively. They mm-hmm. are just okay on offense. They're not, like, dominant. They don't have a dominant offense. They just use their size and athleticism to their advantage.
Yeah, that's what the domination is.
So that's going to be a great matchup. And on the other end,
mm-hmm.
Michigan State – moving on.
Shout out.
I didn't even have him getting to the damn Sweet 16.
Shout out to our cousin Mike Chappelle.
Man, Tom Izzo.
Shout out to Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Magic gonna be at everything.
You saw when that free throw bounced, clanked, and then just fell into the basket. Magic was like, oh my God. I saw that too, and I was like, oh damn. Mm. That was a great game, man. When the overtime, Michigan State was able to pull it out in the end. Lord have mercy. Man, these games have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would stay. God. oh, that's the only thing that irks me about this tournament is because, like, well, half these dudes I ain't going to see again.
Yep.
It's like, God dang it, man. Why can't more of y'all just stay in school? Enjoy it. I would love to see if Kentucky loses. I would love to see all them come back and play again, but that ain't going to happen.
Nope. About the, they're going to be a mass exodus.
I'd be like, man, that. Let's try to come back and go undefeated again.
Yeah, the only freshman who come back is probably a guy who probably plays five, 10 minutes a game. I'm going to come back and be the dude.
Oh, my God.
Like, not with this new class incoming freshman.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, overtime win. Tom Izzo, man. He is one of them, like, this dude is like a tournament coach.
I'm telling you, like I said on the last show, they are okay. They seem to be okay during the season. And then come tournament time, man, they just take it up a notch. And they just start balling.
So much love to them, and they will be playing the Duke Blue Devils,
who gave it to Gonzaga. I mean, look, kudos to Gonzaga. They beat UCLA, but most people knew they wasn't beating Duke.
Most folks assumed we're like,
I mean, Jahlil Okafor didn't even dominate. It was everybody else who was whooping on him. So, man. But Jahlil Okafor is going to be too much for Michigan State to handle. Come the Final Four, and Duke will be winning that game and moving on.
Yeah, Jonathan has all.
I got Duke winning it all.
Jonathan has all these four teams in the Final Four.
You know why? Because Duke has the best player in college basketball. That's why. And Jahlil Okafor is one of those few freshmen. I'm sorry, not an Andrew Wiggins or even a Jabari Parker. This fool has consistently, from the day he stepped foot in Duke, been balling. Every single game, it seems like he is just balling. He is the man. So to me, he is the number one pick coming out of college. I don't care. Karl Anthony Towns, I don't even want to hear about it. He is the number one pick coming out of college.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's what he just been doing all season. That's all he been doing all season. I mean, granted, Kentucky has more depth. Mm-hmm. So Karl Anthony Towns isn't really able to showcase his skills as much. But again, they have more depth. Duke doesn't have necessarily the depth that Kentucky has, so they're leaning on Jahlil Okafor, and he is carrying that team.
Oh, yeah. And we know who everybody pulling for. Michigan State.
I love the underdogs. Hey,
did you see that? Have you watched that 30-30, that I Hate Christian Laettner?
I've seen bits and pieces.
That shit was great. I was like, damn.
I finally was able to catch the Fab Five one fully way through. That one was really good.
That was good.
But
it just breaking down the hate for Duke. It's just funny when they won, and I was like, I totally forgot that they hadn't won anything before Christian Laettner got there. They were slowly building a program. Then Christian Laettner gets there, and bam, they on the map, and that's just. Mike Krzyzewski just been the dude from there. They just wins and they sales and everybody hates him.
So
we know everybody pulls for Michigan State. I'm probably one of them too. I mean, especially if it's like, all right, Michigan State came this far, go to the dance.
I mean, I would love to see Michigan State do it all, you know, but I don't see that.
I ain't going front. I as a person who does like seeing the underdog. Of course, I would like to see, you know, go ahead and get that Wisconsin-Michigan State. But we know what everybody want to see Kentucky-Duke.
Why I want to see Kentucky? Because I want to see the best player against the best team. Yeah. That's the only reason I want to see Kentucky-Duke, because I want to see Jahlil Okafor dominate against them and just be like, I'm the number one pick. Get Karl Anthony Towns out of here. It's me. No debate. And I'm sorry, there shouldn't be a debate, because Jahlil Okafor has been the most consistent player in college basketball. Period.
Yeah.
So, but it ain't going to happen. It's going to be Kaminsky against Jahlil Okafor in the championship. And then Duke going to take it all. There it is.
Yeah. And there's some other college news. Saw St. John's, Steve Lavin-Mucci agreed to part ways after five seasons. I remember there was talk of him getting an extension. And I'm like, oh, nope, okay.
Former Euclid coach.
Yep. Tennessee fired their head basketball coach, Donnie Tindall, after one season due to institute an investigation of financial and athletic violations at his previous school, Southern Miss. And they were like, what? Get out of here.
Yeah. Sorry.
Don't be bringing that over here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I applaud Tennessee for acting swiftly. Mm-hmm. Like, nope. We ain't dealing with
just
that.
1 year in the program. Let's stop. Stop this.
And, you know, breaking news from that St. John's opening. The job has already been offered to Chris Mullins.
Damn.
So he is an alum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he would love
to. Dude, he was balling at St. John's.
I'm sure he would love to go back, you know, back home to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like it could be a good fit. So we'll see. Oh, hold on. One source said,
oh, snap.
It could be done as soon as tonight.
Oh, shit.
So Chris Mullins might be the next head coach of St. John's. So good for him if that happens.
Yeah, that is good
for him. I mean, we've seen, you know, former players who've taken over the coaching ranks. You know, mm-hmm. Fred Hoiberg being one of them who's done a good job with Iowa State. You never know. Chris Mullins is good football. He's a good basketball mind. He's done good jobs in the management side as a coach. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And then I know Texas got rid of their coach, which was kind of out the blue.
Yeah, Rick Barnes.
Yeah, and what I've been reading a lot of is, you know, he didn't want to give up the power to hire his assistants. It sounded like the athletic director, folk up there, wanted him to get rid of some assistants, and he was like, nah. Like, I wanted to be able to make the decision on who was going to be on my staff.
Yeah.
So I guess he was just like, all right, well, if it's going to be that way, all right, I'm out. You're like, damn. 17 seasons with Texas.
Kevin Durant came under him. I mean, he's had some good moments where they've been a really good team, but again, they haven't been the dominant Texas team that, you know, been used to seeing.
Nope, said he's his team's a recent tournament 16 times, won the big three Big 12 regular season titles. Mm-hmm. 402 games, most of school history.
Mm-hmm.
And this season he became just the 13th active coach to reach 600 career wins.
Nice.
Damn.
I mean, he's a good coach.
Yeah, took him to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3. Yeah, that's sad to see.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the way of college.
Exactly.
All right, let's get into this pro game. First off, we do have an email from the homie Spirit.
What's cracking, brother?
What up, fellas? First off, I want to thank both of you for hitting us up with the email and voicemail. We always love hearing from y'all. Same this way, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
I've been basically wearing black every day for the last week because I'm in mourning about Kevin Durant this year. Like you both said, it would be great to see KD and Westbrook the way he's been playing in the playoffs together. Not only that, but with the addition of Deion Waiters and Enes Kanter, we have gotten better all around. Although, too damn bad, I just cannot get Scott Brooks fired.
He is on that train.
He has been on that
train. He has been on that train for a minute.
The silver lining is that, as Jonathan called it, doesn't necessarily mean he's out for the season, although it's a possibility. We're going to get into that.
Yep.
This was sent before that. There just isn't a timetable for his return. He could be completely off his feet for the next 3 weeks before the playoffs start and potentially return before the playoffs are during. Of course, I would love that, but I admit it's also possible that he truly won't return. Here's my question to you guys about that. Recently, Harden said Howard told him not to change his game when Howard returns. If KD were to return this year, how do you think that conversation would go between he and Westbrook? What do you think KD would say? What do you think Westbrook would respond with? I'll tell you what I think. KD should take a back seat this year to Westbrook. What do y'all think?
We'll get into that.
Okay, so you both are my boys, right? So with complete respect, I have to say I completely disagree with you both saying the NBA shouldn't change the East-West for the greater good of the top 16. It was weird because you both kind of laughed at Boston being in the running for the playoffs with a 31-39 record, now 31-40 as I typed this, but said you wouldn't change it. How can you justify Phoenix at 38-34 and New Orleans at 37-34 not making the playoffs simply because they're in a different conference? I think even if this were to flip-flop and the East would become the dominant conference, I would still say the same thing. Your record is your record. It's the very reason we play the season in the first place. It's not simply a matter of play better, because the teams with the better record did play better. They're just in the wrong conference. Chris, you said that if they were to get rid of the conferences for the playoffs, then what was the point of having conferences in the first place? But isn't that exactly what happens in the college tournament? They all have conferences they belong to, and we all know that in the tournament they are seeded 1 through 16 in one of four brackets based on, wait for it, their record. Although I can see that there are still some teams who don't make the tournament that should. But my point is the one thing that doesn't determine their seeding is the name of their conference. So it can be done. And there's no minimum or maximum number of teams from any conference that can go to the tourney, unlike the NBA, where it has to be 8 from each. I just think it's a crime that teams in the West are punished for being in a stronger conference, especially when they have a better record despite playing the stronger teams in the West more often. Anyway, I know my emails are typically War and Peace novels, so I'll just end it here. We should definitely try to hook up to discuss these playoffs before they start. That should also be epic again in the West this year. Keep up the great work, gents. Respect as always. Spirit, Hoopla, Red Rock.
What's going on, sir? Appreciate the email.
Yeah, man. First, we'll get into your question. Yes, unfortunately, that was that shocking news that Kevin Durant is going to have foot surgery. We'll be basically out 4 to 6 months.
And he's going to have to, wait for it, rest his damn foot.
Yep. Rest. That sucks, man. That really does suck. To answer your question, if he was going to come back, I would believe that he would do the same thing that Howard did, which is, hey, man, you hot. I'm going to be the 1A, and I'm going to let you be the 1. I don't think he could come in and be like, all right, you know what? I'm back. Let's start getting back to me getting most of the shots. I do think he would kind of be like, look, I'm a roll with you. I'm going to come in. Yes, I'm not just a role player. You're going to have to pass me the ball. You're going to have to give up some of them 30-plus shots you like taking, but I'm following your lead instead of vice versa. I do think he would do that.
I mean, I think he would do that to an extent. I mean, it's, you know, look, bro, I'm back now. You know, you don't have to do this by yourself anymore. Let's do this together. I will follow your lead, but we got to share the rock, dude. This is not a one-man show. Is not going to win us a chip. Let's just call it as it is, bro. You and I both know it takes two to tango. It's going to take at least both of us to win this championship. We got the depth now. Let's do this together. I love what you've been doing. I urge you to keep up the energy and keep up that you know, driving. Keep going, keep taking it to the rack. But at the same time, be mindful. I'm here, dude. You're going to draw double teams, triple teams the way you've been playing. Kick it to me, man. Kick it to us. We open.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, if it really got to the point where Westbrook was becoming, you know, a ball hog, it would need to come to a last second shot where Kevin Durant's open and Westbrook chucks up a stupid, idiotic shot, misses it, costs the team the game, and then again Kevin Durant's going to be like, can we finally get on the same page now and get this thing going, please?
Yeah, they have to play as a duo.
Exactly.
I think Westbrook would respond positively to whatever Kevin Durant. I don't think Kevin Durant going to be like, give me the damn rock now.
Yeah, he's not going to be an asshole about it.
But like John said, he is going to have to get back to realizing that it's not just him anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to carry the burden. He should still be aggressive, but that would help giving Kevin Durant because he may.
I'm like, dude, if you're trying to get triple doubles, you can get them. You don't have to score as much.
No, you ain't got to
make your assists go up.
Mm-hmm. Get a better field goal percentage. Yeah, shooting
up terrible efficiency. And I'd hate to. I mean, Kevin Durant would never say this, but I'd be like, dude, I'm Kevin Durant. I mean, I don't think I have to explain that to you.
He was arguably.
You know, I'm the second best player in the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you good. You probably about the third, fourth, fifth. I'm number two, right. So I'm above you. Give me the ball.
You need
give
to
me the ball.
Him. Yeah.
Give me the ball. Like, I'm sorry.
Don't act like I'm not here. Now, I would think.
But
especially if they got into the play, I would think KD would watch and feel like he would do what I've been saying. He need to take a page from the Westbrook book and just be like, call his ass out when necessary.
But I think Westbrook will be smart enough to realize that he's going to need the help because, honestly, doing everything by yourself is tiresome.
Yeah.
He's going to get worn out dramatically, substantially. So, Westbrook's not an idiot. I mean, I'm sure he's like, look, let me lean on my boy KD for some of the help. I'm still going to do me,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I'm going to lean on him a little bit more. because I'm not trying to wear myself out come playoff time. And but
okay, let's since we on this topic, let's finish it up. Now what?
Now is Westbrook a bust?
Yeah, I mean they're.
We don't know when Ibaka's coming back
right now. They're two and a half. Yeah, they're two games up on New Orleans.
They're two
and three games up on Utah. I mean, sorry, on Phoenix.
Are they three or two and a half?
No, they two right now. I think because of today's games.
Well, I know they play Phoenix.
They play Phoenix. They haven't played yet. Westbrook is going to be him. I want to see him do his thing. He's going to have to figure some stuff out. I mean, I know he's like, all right, there is no Kevin Durant coming back. He's got to start making other dudes better. I mean, same thing that people were talking about with Kevin Durant. You're going to start making other people better. You got to start giving Deion Waiters the rock. Deion Waiters needs now, to
Ernest
step
Cantor
up.
Ernest Cantor is balling.
Yeah, Ernest Cantor's balling.
Yeah.
He's been doing some things. I mean, you are going to need Serge Ibaka back, being as good as Serge Ibaka is and can hit that 16-footer and provide that energy on defense. It's going to be needed. I don't know what the hell is happening with the likes of Perry Jones and
Jeremy Lamb.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they just riding pine. I guess they just not
they
that great.
They've been forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ish Smith was.
Yeah, I mean, even DJ Augustine ain't making the same impact he was. Like he was in Detroit or Chicago.
I'm about to jump on your Scott Brooks train, brother. Get this man out of here. He don't know how to use a bench. I don't know. I'm like, these guys can't be that bad that you just don't want to use them.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm surprised it feels like it's so Westbrook heavy. Like I would have expected the talent that Deion Waiters has and the ability to put up points that he can't, I would have expected there to be a game where he led them in scoring in a win.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess Westbrook wants to control everything. it ain't working.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's not going to look good because Golden State's basically clinched the top spot.
Mm-hmm.
They hot. Got 60 wins. It's not looking good. And, of course, the pressure is on now because now it's just, let's watch the clock. Kevin Durant, free agent, next season.
I kid you not. I was at the barbershop getting my hair cut today, and this dude was in there, and he was like, man, I think the Lakers going to get Kevin Durant next year. I said, oh, my God, here we go. I kept my mouth shut because all I need, because there wasn't nothing nice going to come out of my mouth with that. Great. I was just like, God, I'm so sick and tired of hearing. No offense, Laker fans. I am with you wanting to get Kevin Durant.
I'm with you. I'm with you wanting to get Kevin Durant.
Yeah, like everybody wanting to get Kevin Durant.
Spurs got money.
But Kevin Durant, come on, y'all. It's not coming to
the Lakers. I'm leaving Oklahoma City
to
go.
To come to the Lakers. I mean, let put that in its proper perspective. I'm leaving a playoff team regularly every season to go to the Lakers who are – ass.
Look, and we said this.
Let's call it what it is.
Right.
He and Westbrook are awesome. He and Kobe can do what?
What? Right. The other thing is like. So
it's going to be the same thing.
Right. I'm going to go play
with an older Westbrook.
I'm going to go play with an old Kobe.
With an old Westbrook.
Who's coming back for a year. A year. Because he'd be done by that
time.
Yeah,
see, but then after that, he can be the guy. Like, oh my.
He's the guy now.
Thank you.
Well, he got Westbrook on his team. What the?
That's why with Laker fans, I can't really say anything because it's.
But then Laker fans talk about they're gonna get Westbrook in 2 years.
They getting Kevin Love too, and they were gonna.
Oh, nigga, they gonna get a big three in like 2 years.
They getting LeBron because he's only signing a 1 year deal. It's like,
we getting LeBron and Westbrook and Kevin Love. What?
And Durant for the icing on.
And Phil Jackson gonna come back.
Yep. Nick's gonna let him out of his contract.
Look, I mean, he's already quoting, kind of said it's gonna be between two places.
Yep.
And this will lead into Spirit's conference. Other question about with the conferences.
To me,
if I'm Kevin Durant, and there's been all this, everybody says go home. Well, he from D.C. Well, he just go home. We know Paul Pierce's contract is up after next season. Washington's going to make a huge push to get Kevin Durant.
Of course they
are. Why the fuck would I go to the Lakers when I can go to the Wizards in the East and a team that's already a playoff team, and I'm playing at home, and
man, I got Max Dallas.
Yeah.
And on top of that, to me, it's going to be the Carmelo situation all over again.
Mm.
It's going to be, am I going to go home to D.C.? Am I going to stay in OKC where I can win? I mean, in his case, both places he can win.
Yeah, up to this point, they made it to the Western Conference Finals last year.
And, I mean, the Wizards aren't shabby. They aren't too shabby themselves. They haven't played well as of late, but you know, with a piece like Kevin Durant to go along with a John Wall, Gortat, and all those pieces, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, and if you look at Oklahoma City, and I read somewhere, they went to the finals, lost to the Heat. After that, Westbrook been hurt. Westbrook was hurt that year afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Then the year after that, Serge Ibaka got hurt. And then now Kevin Durant's hurt. Shout out to Ernest Christian with the Ernest C. Speaking Show. Mm-hmm. He brought it up. He was like, it seemed like they tried to rush Kevin Durant back. Because it was like, wasn't Kevin Durant supposed to come back in like December, January originally? He came back in like real early, like October. Like maybe something going on with them trying to rush their guys back instead of just letting this dude get all the way healthy and then bringing him back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott Brooks on the clock.
Absolutely, man. And I'm telling you, Spirit, I'm with you on that train.
Yeah. As for your question on regarding our thoughts on the conferences.
I mean, look, if you're going to have just the best records be in the playoffs, there serves no purpose of being conferences or divisions at all. There serves no point because literally I'm looking at the records right now. You'd have two teams from the East. Cleveland and Atlanta. That's it. Chicago would be out only because their record ain't good enough. That's it. You'd have Cleveland and Atlanta in the playoffs from the East. Rest of them are all from the West.
People say they don't care. Here's the other thing. With your point about the colleges don't do it, there's like 20 conferences.
It's like 100 and some odd Division I schools.
Right. You play, especially if you look at the pros. Well, NFL don't count because they don't play enough games. But I'm like, you play every team twice.
Yep.
It's not like, okay, you know, college basketball, you play whoever in your conference twice. Probably some folk outside, but that's it. It ain't like we in the SEC, we playing all the ACC teams, we playing all the Pac-12 teams. It doesn't happen. It's impossible. So on that end, yeah, it's like 140-some schools. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, on that end, you can't do it by conference because you can't just be like, all right, well, these four are always going to play, and then these four are going to play, and then between that, we'll determine who goes to the Final Four. It worked. The system they have works, and there's already talk of them maybe expanding the damn tournament even more, which is like, what the fuck?
And, I mean, look, if you want to, I guess, make it fair, then you're going to have to eliminate the East and West conferences. And you're going to have to just break them off into just their own divisions. You're probably going to have to mix and match some Western and Eastern Conference teams. That's the only way you're going to make it a fair game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have an East and West. And then what do we do at that point? Not to say it can't happen. Why do we have happen.
Because that would basically mean when we do the All-Star game, it's just whoever to vote for your favorite players.
You vote for your favorite starting five, and then the coaches vote for the rest? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's not fair. I mean, Grant, it's not fair.
Yeah, see,
it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the fact.
I agree with you. It sucks.
Yeah. I like at least what they made it where is if you're the fifth seed and you have a better record than the fourth seed, you get home court advantage. I do like stuff like that, where it's like whoever got the best record gets home court, regardless if you're the higher seed or not. That I'm with, but I do like the fact that you get to play folk in your conference. I mean, you're battling these dudes four times,
mm-hmm.
a season.
And they play the West two times a piece.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of get to let's see what happens. The East need to draft fucking better.
The East needs to draft better, but at the same time, look what ends up happening. Look what ends up happening. Cleveland picked Andrew Wiggins, and where he going immediately? To the West.
Yep. And then if Andrew Wiggins balls out, then what? Oh, look, Minnesota. See,
the East still sucks.
You had him.
We wanted Kevin Love. You brought Kevin Love to the East, and he's whack.
Yep.
I mean, what do you want? And like I said on the last show, look at the destinations and locations and the East compared to the West. It's not even fair, dude.
Dude, you say it like that. I'm just looking like.
I can go to L.A., San Francisco. I can go to Portland. I can go to all of Texas, Phoenix.
I'm just looking like who's
Denver.
Out of all these teams in the West, Tim Duncan was the number one pick. Kevin Durant, both of them, Portland had the other picks, so mm-hmm. fine. But some of these teams, like Steph Curry could have gone to the East. Didn't go. I mean, Dwight Howard was on the East and got traded.
Got so traded to the West.
Yeah, you start trading all these Negroes.
I mean, what do you, it's, you know, Tyson Chandler was on the Knicks and got traded back to the West.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins. Oh, he got problems. We're not going to pick him.
He in the West now.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, yes. But, I mean, most of the time.
Anthony Davis is in the West.
Yeah, you got to just pick. I think you have
Klay Thompson's in the West.
And if your team is that butt, basically means you have cap room galore. So go sign it. Go sign somebody.
I mean,
if I'm the East. I mean, yeah. I mean, we're making this argument.
There's nothing you can do right now. There's nothing you can do.
Nope.
It's not fair. It sucks. I agree with you, but there's nothing we can do at this point.
Because I think what will happen is
there have to be too many interchanges and on all that stuff.
This is probably like the third season, at least the third or fourth season where the West has been that difficult. Negroes is just going to leave. If you're a free agent and you feel like, fuck, I've been playing here for like 4 years and I cannot get out of the West, I'm leaving.
And that's
what I think.
One way the East is going to get better. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have free agents go to the East.
Mm-hmm. You'll just be like, oh,
he's got no bigs.
Nope.
Like, all the bigs are in the West.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Love moved. Gasol left, which is okay. You got Gasol went over there. I mean, you got, like, Gortat, willing to waivers.
Thank you.
Bosh.
You are proving my point. You got Nerlens Noel, but, you know.
You know, Roy Hibbert is.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, now Jefferson went. His team is just bad. You got Greg Monroe. I mean, granted, they're young.
You got Greg Monroe
and Drummond are young. But are they going to develop them? Or is Greg Monroe going to be like, I'm leaving.
I'm going to the West.
I'm going out West.
Going to Portland.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Then he might. I'm going to the. Oh yeah, Lakers don't want me. They're all about. Well, you know what? Well, you ain't a superstar.
I'm going to Phoenix.
We only give our money to superstar players. So
hey, that wouldn't be bad if he went to Phoenix. Him and
no, it wouldn't.
So,
it would not.
That would not be a bad move.
And they'd be winning 50 games and not making the playoffs. He's like, God damn it! And the argument continues.
So again, Spirit. I don't know what we can do, bro.
No, it's a great discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
I see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally do not have a problem with the way it is. Does the playoff time suck? Yeah, but it's first round. And them dudes will be – the second teams will be gone by the first round.
And again.
And because they added an extra game, when a team does beat up on a shitty team, you're like, oh, they got to play a fourth game.
And like I said, three out of the last four championships were won by – the East.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're bad, but I mean, and look, wait till playoff time. Guarantee your brother-in-law, his team is just going to be like, oh, they winning the title.
Yep,
I'm telling you right now, from the East.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could call the East sucks, but.
If you want to put an asterisk by a Storm, well, you know, Storm team on the East anyway. I mean, are we going to be like, well, he won at a time where his conference was ass and he only really had to deal with some shit like in the conference finals and all that. Like the first round matchup was always easy peasy.
Yeah, like the asterisk for the Spurs championship in the lockout season.
Yeah. Was there an asterisk by Miami in that fucking shit? Shoot. And we gonna play that game. Hey, but let's speak about the East. Derrick Rose say he has no pain in his surgically repaired right knee. Hopes to return before the end of the season. I know you're loving that news.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm loving it. Like I said, we're getting healthy. And, man, this kid, Mirotić, he is making a case for Rookie of the Year. You can say what you want about Andrew Wiggins. You can say what you want about Noel. They play on sorry teams and get all the time in the world they want. They can make all the mistakes they want. If Mirotić makes too many mistakes, he's getting no time. So I'm like, he had to carry a playoff team in March, and damn it, he did a good job. Jimmy Butler returned, and we bitch smacked the Knicks by 31 points or 33 or whatever we smacked them by. It was so boring. They showed this clip of the players doing the wave with the crowd.
Oh shit.
Oh, I mean, like I said, if Derrick Rose can come back healthy, I'm loving our chances in the playoffs. Yeah. I'm loving our chances in the playoffs.
Game and a half behind Cleveland for that second spot.
The way Mirotić is playing, you know, the way our bench has stepped up, I'm like, look, Thibodeau, don't you dare run these fools into the ground come playoff time. Yeah. You got a bench you can use. Utilize it. Hey. Taj Gibson's back.
I'm just looking at it, man. Hey,
Gasol leads the league in double doubles. I'm like, dude, come on.
If y'all get the number two spot, I mean,
if they got to come through Chicago, let's go. Let's go.
Then I'm like, then what are people gonna feel like about that team?
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
I mean, is the crown like? I'm not sure because I mean, I saw the highlights of that Philly game and they was looking kind of shitty.
And I mean, they won by a point today.
Yeah, because they couldn't score, but Philly didn't score neither. But I'm like, well, you playing Philly.
And then they lose to Brooklyn.
They lost to Brooklyn.
I'm just saying, man. And then I caught a glimpse of it on First Take. They were talking about, I guess, LeBron's getting a little frustrated with Kevin Love not fitting in or trying to not fit in, or seems like he's somewhat of an outcast. And it's kind of like, I don't know.
I feel like on that end, we brought you. He got traded there.
Mm-hmm.
It's his first year. And I didn't grow up in this generation of I need everything now. You know, I saw it on cartoons with the Jetsons where you just push a button and you got a full on Thanksgiving meal. But like, come on, you just been there a year. Like, that's like somebody going to we always talk about the triangle. Well, he can't fit in. He's struggling with the triangle. He only been doing it 4 months. Get him out of here. I'm like, I've only been there.
You heard about the LeBron Instagram? Where it was like his friend or his best friends on the team or something like that. And yeah. Kevin Love wasn't in the picture. And this is this whole, it's like this whole, I'm sorry, it's this high school back and forth bullshit. It's like, so annoying.
Look, we seen.
It's so annoying.
Who the hell said they got to be besties?
And that is basically what Kevin Love said. Mm-hmm. And I applaud him for, I'm like, dude, I don't have to be best friends with my coworker.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right.
Well, it's LeBron James. Let's say, fuck LeBron James. I don't care. Like
I don't care about being LeBron James'
best
homie.
Friend. Like, I mean, yeah, we I are cool. I am cordial with LeBron. We say, hey, we cool. We can chat on the phone, whatever it may be. But that doesn't mean I have to be at every event he throws and I got to be at every event he's at. And I'm like, I'm not in his entourage. Yeah, look, I don't do that.
Yeah, look, when I'm at the job.
As if I recall, he's closer to Derrick Rose than he is with LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know.
But it's like, I don't care. Like,
dude,
like,
who cares?
Like, everybody that you work with ain't your damn homie. We, you know, do you invite every coworker you know to your house? Oh, I'm going through this. Let me invite this
and
person.
And what, D-Wade, LeBron James' best friend anyway?
Supposedly.
So then what is all this hoopla about anyway?
Yeah,
I'm like, Chris Paul is supposedly Carmelo's best friend. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares? I'm like, does Blake Griffin and Chris Paul just kick it every single day when they not on the court together?
Right.
Probably not.
Right. Do you do bond and stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, I don't care. I was like, look, we suit up.
Dang.
That ball go up. We teammates.
I got
his back. He got my back. Cool.
But at the end of the day, the game's over, I'm not going to my hotel room calling them like, hey, how do you think we did in the game tonight? No. Right. That's not happening.
We ain't going out. Like, what the fuck? Like, look.
Golly.
Can we make this work or not? I don't have to be your damn friend. Can we make it work? No, you need another bit? Because I still don't get that. I'm like, he needs to be on the floor in late games because, to me, he can score.
He can score, but he is a defensive liability.
Yeah. And he's just like, all right, well, use that cap room to get somebody else. I mean, clearly, so I guess
that,
you feel.
So does that mean he's not a max player?
Should
Kevin Love be given max dollars?
Somebody will offer it to him. If I'm Cleveland, no. Because clearly, in your system, you already have two max guys, and he ain't. If I'm the max player, I'm not taking your ass off the court. Under 2 minutes to go, you are on the floor every fucking time. LeBron James, under 2 minutes, is on the floor and has a damn ball when he wanted.
Now,
Kyrie Irving
is
on the floor and will probably get the ball if LeBron don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Love be sitting on the pine. If they go small, it's Timothy Mozgov or Tristan Thompson.
Now, does that
he's not a shot blocker that Mozgov is. He's not an offensive rebounder that Thompson is, although he is a great rebounder. He's just not that. And
now, does that give credence to what David Blatt said earlier in the season when he made the comment, drove everybody crazy, that he's not a max player? Even though he made it seem like, well, he's not making max dollars, so he's not a max player.
When he said it, my mind was like, well, technically he's not a quote-unquote max player because he's not a max contract player.
Technically.
When I got David Blatt, I got him when he was saying it because I thought he was just saying, like, money-wise, he's not a max player. But, you know, once, of course, it's sunk in my head, I was like, they're not going to pay him that kind of money. Mm-hmm. There's no – for what? There's no point. Just go –
And he's never been to the playoffs. I mean,
we need Kyrie Irving and all them dudes.
Yeah,
yeah. It's sad for that.
I told you.
He
told
to
you coming
else.
Into the season. I said it. He would be Chris Bosh 2.0 all over again.
Yes.
And he's not even that.
Nope.
Chris Bosh was way better than that.
Chris Bosh at least be on the floor. And Chris, also, I'm like, Kevin Love can shoot the three. It would be different if he was like a straight up full on big who couldn't stretch the floor. Then I'd be like, you know what? Okay. For, you know, liability.
Yeah.
But I'm like, then he can't even be in the game to, like, spread the floor? You can't even have him do that?
Absolutely not.
So, depending on how far they go, I could see Kevin Love being like, you know what, I'm going to just re-up for a year. Or I could, you know, he probably will. Or I could see him being like, you know what, I'll just opt in and just ride this out. 2016.
Go to the Lakers.
Yep, I'll go. fuck the Lakers. And hey, Lakers will throw max dollars at him.
Absolutely. Kobe will be gone. It could be his team.
And, you know, he can get 30 mil because he know that the salary cap going to bump up.
And the only question is going to be, can they make the playoffs? He showed up, didn't do it with Minnesota. Can he do it with the Lakers?
Not by himself.
There you go.
But that was the problem with Minnesota. Not by himself. But, yeah, man, I'm loving them Bulls. What else we got? Shout out to Shaq, inducted to Orlando Magic Hall of Fame. I was happy about that.
I was too. That was a nice gesture by the Orlando Magic organization. And Shaq said if he could do it again, he would have stayed in Orlando. I was like, wow.
Yeah, he said, I saw the owner was like, well, I forgot what he called it. But basically, they didn't have a really opportunity to match. And he said by the time they matched, it was too late.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Shaq.
And he said he was young at the time and, you know, all that pointed to account. Yeah. But
under the new rules, he would stay.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean, hell yeah. I mean, if it's like Los Angeles Lakers are offering me mo fucking money, offering me like a max contract that, you know, they can do, giving me, you know, and he's like, I'm a star. And at the time, it was that whole, this is the Laker organization. Mm-hmm. Creates Hall of Fame bigs. I'm a Hall of Fame big. Let me just go there and wreck shop.
And it's so unfortunate that Penny got hurt.
That
team was just sick.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Anderson, Dennis Scott, Shaq, Penny. Man, that team.
Horace Grant.
That team was nasty. Oh my God. See, that starting five would smash any starting five in today's age. I don't care who you got. They smashing everybody starting five. That five.
That's a great
smashing everybody.
Feel like
in this day and age, they would smash everybody.
It's hard to get drafted like that. Like, to me, the only thing I can think of is like Oklahoma City, where you drafted Kevin Durant and then you draft Russell Westbrook.
God, man.
And you drafted Shaq and then drafted Penny. Like, God.
Nick Anderson and this shooting is why, threes. Dennis Scott shooting threes.
And this is why them team. This is why teams like Philly are just like, we'll just take these picks. Because if these picks come out to be.
And they're in picks, and some of their players ain't looking bad.
Nope.
Shout out to Ish Smith. I'm going to beat that into the ground.
Yeah, I always was hoping, I thought, when Shaq, I was like, I wonder if would he get his jersey retired by the Magic? Because he, to me, is their greatest player.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard didn't stay long enough.
Yeah.
And bitched out and left. Hey, they forced me to opt in. What?
And shout out to Mr. Moody, who had Shaq on his
on his
show.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
On his legend on his, show.
On his new show. Everybody's a legend.
Oh yeah!
Shout out to your brother. That's what's up.
Jeff is Moody. Check him out. That was a great.
That was an awesome. That was an awesome interview. That was great.
I was talking not just basketball but life with Shaq.
Exactly.
And, yeah. Shout out to that. That was great, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I thought that was a cool gesture. So you know, I want to see that number 32 hanging.
Yeah. Nobody ever wearing
one,
it again.
Do the black one that's striped.
Yeah, that one. That was sick.
That was sick.
That was sick.
And for injuries, Patrick Beverley may need potential season-ending wrist surgery, which is like, fuck. I mean, because right now, Houston is tied with Memphis.
And, ooh.
Maybe not, but after that Spurs whooped that ass.
Oh, they won? Oh.
What happened?
Did the Spurs win?
They better have. I don't know. I don't think the game's still going on, but we was up.
No, this game is over. Oh, and the Spurs whooped that ass. 103-89.
We climb in. Keep rising to the top.
Phoenix has gotten off to a quick start. 21-12 over OKC.
Mm.
Ooh, boy.
Look at that. Spurs 2 games ahead of Dallas. Mm. Game and a half. Oh, the Clippers must have won. Oh, Clippers clinched the spot. Okay.
And,
but yeah, I mean.
Spurs are what? Half a game behind Portland.
Yeah, so right now, I mean, Houston right now
is number two.
Number two.
And that means James Harden, MVP. You can say all you want about it, Steph Curry. James Harden is MVP. Especially, dude, he has nobody on his team. Literally. He just got Dwight Howard back, and honestly, Dwight Howard's whatever, as far as I'm concerned. He got nobody on his squad.
It's going to be a battle. When the season's officially over, I'm gonna really do some research and feel like who's really. I am pulling for James Harden just because he has no Klay Thompson-esque player, and he's don't have that depth that.
James Harden shot 7 of 20, but he was 9 of 10 from the free throw line.
Of course,
had 3 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 24 points, and of course they won. And beat Washington.
That's
what
crazy.
I'm just like, he's a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah. So the way it looks right now out in the West, Golden State has clinched officially. They are the number one seed in the West.
Mm, they clinched the conference. Mm-hmm. Woo.
Houston, Memphis, and now the Clippers have clinched playoff spots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But technically, Portland is fourth.
Yeah, technically Portland's fourth.
Mm-hmm.
But Clippers would have to get home court advantage in that scenario.
Yes.
San Antonio 6, Dallas 7, Oklahoma City 8.
Ooh. And then you got Pelicans, who are 2 games behind, and Suns, who are 3 games behind. So.
Yeah.
Woo.
And the Lakers have not hit 20 wins yet. Damn. You saw that sign. Like,
I just looked at it, too. Like, they haven't? Oh, no, they have not. I mean, look, at this point, Laker fans are like, fine, I don't want to win 20 games anyway.
Right.
Don't win 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
And I will save something for the Lakers for a what the fuck moment. We'll get back to that later.
Yeah, I mean, they run.
And then, I mean, you got the East. Atlanta has clinched the conference also, officially. With that Wizards loss, they officially clinched the conference. Cleveland right now is number 2.
Yep, Cleveland clinched the spot. Chicago's 3. They clinched the spot. Toronto's clinched their division.
Yep.
Damn.
Ridiculous.
And then you got Washington at 4. Washington at 5. Look how they may just stay there.
Yeah.
Milwaukee 6.
Miami 7. Shout out Storm.
Yeah. Brooklyn 8th.
I told you them Nets making a playoff.
I didn't believe it. Hey, Brooklyn only Oh, no, they're a game and a half behind Miami. Yeah.
Well, they only a half game ahead of Boston.
Yeah, Boston is game ahead of Indiana.
Yep.
And Charlotte.
Oh.
Damn.
And again, Laker fans, you're only the fourth worst team in the league. Exactly. So, again, you got some work to do.
Y'all screwing up.
Y'all
are messing
up. Y'all better make sure y'all top one or two.
Mm-hmm. Y'all need that pick. Shit, man.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, man. It's getting thick. A couple weeks ago. I can't wait. As soon as this calendar turns, we in April, I can smell them playoffs.
Yep.
You smell them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and get into some of this football talk, y'all. I'll listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
In it, y'all. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to talk some college basketball, y'all want to talk some NBA basketball, let us know, man. It's getting thick. Final Four is here. It's coming. Can't wait. Be ready that weekend. NBA, only a couple weeks left. You feeling excited? You're frustrated? Any of that? Hit us up. Let's talk about it. TheBrothersLehman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLehman. Or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. Let us know how you're feeling. If your bracket's screwed up, let us know your frustrations. You can vent them to us. That's okay. Let us know, and we'll get back at you.
Holla. Mm-hmm. All right, Joe. Let's get into some NFL talk first. There's a lot of big things that have been coming out. The NFL trying to get evidence from Greg Hardy case in order to determine punishment. Is this the precedence we're going to have now? I'm like, okay.
It's going to take 5 years.
You fucked up.
You're
going to be out with pay.
We're going to put you on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yep. Basically, for them dudes, don't get caught week two. Wait till about like week 10. You see what happened to Adrian Peterson. Oh, you out the whole season, but we paying you. Oh, and then all says, okay, now we're going to determine your punishment. Yep. Okay, you gone 8 games. Like, the fuck? Talking about 2 seasons? Well, you got paid. I think that. Okay, but damn.
Oh, man.
I'm just like, dude was out like 8 games. And I'm like, wait a minute.
No, he was out more than 8 games, I believe.
Something like
that. Greg Hardy was
out. I'm just still like, wait a minute, he ain't punished? That's when I have a like, wait a minute, he not punished yet?
No.
What the fuck was that?
That's why Dallas gave him the game-by-game check.
Because
they don't know what his punishment is going to be. So he could go, depending on his suspension, he could go weeks without being paid. Yeah, which sucks could. For him, but
yeah, and I mean the NFL. I'm a Cowboy,
I mean the NFL is fucking. I mean, hopefully, maybe I think he might have got some kind of signing bonus, so maybe he got some money to.
I'm sure they gave him a little one,
but I mean, it's the price you pay, dude. It sucks to say it, but dog, don't put your hands on your wife, on your woman.
Yeah, they're trying to get it because that sounds.
I'm
bad.
Sorry,
that sounds bad as hell.
Don't put your hands on your woman, dude. And obviously, he was a guest on First Take once. Brother is intense, so I'm like, all right, you know.
Well, we know how.
Slow down, bro.
We know how Skip get. Skip like
he like pushing buttons, mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, you got to learn to not fall for them traps, man.
No,
let it fall off your back.
Who else is frustrated with the NFL besides me? Bill Belichick is pissed that the NFL won't spend money to add more end zone cameras. He feels like there needs to be an angle at every way so that we can fully determine whether it's a touchdown or not. I don't want no issues. He's like, y'all can spend money on all this other crap. We can play games in other countries and do this and that, but you just don't want to spend money to add more cameras. The fuck? I heard in that meeting he was going off about it. I'm like, well.
I mean, I can't knock him. I mean, we're in an age now where there should pretty much be an angle at every part of the end zone so you can see distinctly if it's a touchdown or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sometimes you watch the instant replays and they show you the same two clips.
Yeah, it's only two.
Over and over. And I'm like, there was no other camera angle that could determine the outcome. Right. I mean, so I can understand his frustration. But again, it's coming from Bill Belichick. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know. I hear you.
Make sure your balls are straight, yeah, sir.
Stop cheating.
Oh, you want to talk about cameras? We want to really talk about cameras? Okay. Let's talk about some cameras.
It would have been better if this had come from somebody else who just doesn't seem to get under the NFL skin constantly and just walks that thin line.
Yeah.
But I agree. I do agree with what he says.
Yeah. Falcons and Browns officials have been informed of the discipline they're going to get for violating the league policy, according to some sources saying the punishment is going to be severe. So the Browns, of course, had the whole texting from the booth, which they can't do.
It's so stupid.
And then the Falcons were piping in sounds.
Oh, boy.
And both of these teams was ass last year.
Which means if they get Doc draft picks, well, damn.
Yeah.
There's no improving your team in the draft.
Especially for the Browns. You're just like, word, okay. We live for these picks.
Oh, boy. I mean, look, you got to pay the penalties. And to me, I'm just like, y'all can take care of these before y'all can take care of the players.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only thing. I'm like, damn, what? Y'all handing out all these punishments. What are the players getting?
Right.
So we can just move on?
And like, court's already happened. You know what the hell is going on now. Before it was like, we don't know. Let's wait.
Let's hurry wait until up. Training camp.
Hurry up. Yeah, which...
That'd be ridiculous.
Clock's ticking.
Exactly.
Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said the team is not looking to trade Peterson. And he's just echoing what they've been saying. We're not trading Adrian Peterson. We paid him. This is why we gave him Monk's max money. Mm-hmm. He needs to show up.
Okay.
And I'm like, I mean, as an organization, yeah. I'm like, I paid your ass.
Yeah.
You on the contract, sir.
But... Adrian Peterson's agent ain't hearing none of that. I don't care what you say.
Which sounds like we
gonna get out some way somehow. Don't worry about it.
What this sounds like is training camp is gonna start.
He holding out,
and he won't be there.
He holding out, and then what you gonna do? Your hands are tied.
Yeah,
you're going to have to get rid of him. I've been saying it. We have seen him in a Vikings uniform. It's over. For all you Viking fans out there with them AP jerseys. Cherish them.
Yeah, as long as you haven't trashed them.
Please don't burn them. Let's not be kids about this and burn jerseys, please. It ain't his fault. I mean, yes, it is his fault. But
yeah, I mean,
it is his fault. But at the same time, he, as far as the punishment and all that, that's not his fault.
No.
He can't tell when to punish himself.
No.
I mean,
I'm sure there's many Vikings fans who are frustrated with their organization, too.
And as frustrated as the organization was, they they showed him no support at all.
Nope.
When he was going through that situation.
Nope.
And as a player, that's like almost a big middle finger to you. It's like, well,
okay. He was just dancing around. If you're just kind of like, look, the NFL's punishing you. We get that. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to be punished.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be there for you and all that, but you got damned. But they were just like, we don't know. That maybe we should put him on this list. I don't know. And, well, so-and-so getting back. Can we get – like, the fuck you want to do? Yeah, that's bad. Other changes that's been going on. They're supposed to be changing the extra point coming in the 2015 season.
Mm.
Playoff expansion.
What is it going to be at the 30?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I mean, I guess they want to make it where
something like that.
If they're not getting rid of it, I guess they want to make it where it's not much of a guarantee. Because
I think they were doing it in the preseason last year where they pushed it back.
Because
I think it's at the 30.
Where is it at now? Like the 20?
It's at like the 15 or 20. Yeah. I think they push it back to like the 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because for real, it's like, you don't even think of it. You think the touchdown is 7 points. That's how you think of it, because you're just like, well, extra point is just here.
Now, there are cases where the extra point is missed.
Which
is rare.
Which blows your mind. Yeah, but you're always like, what the fuck?
I'll never forget the infamous, I think it was Saints in Jacksonville. It was like, the Saints had this in the bag, and... No, he missed the extra point. Like, oh, snap.
Yeah,
damn. So, yeah, I mean, I personally don't care. I'm sure kickers are like, that's fine. It don't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, if you move it back to make it really like, okay, this is like.
I got
to
try.
Yeah. Then, you know, I don't have a problem with that, actually. It would feel weird if you just like, all right, we're getting rid of extra points.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I like having the option.
Exactly.
Of being able to choose. I don't want to be like, all right, now you got to go for 2 points.
It's like, nah, I ain't with that college football crap.
No. Green College football. Top 10 prospect, offensive linebacker Randy Gregory, tested positive for weed at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bro, what you think was going to happen?
And then apparently, I was reading about it. Apparently, he was suspended twice. Or not, excuse me. He wasn't suspended twice. He failed 2 drug tests at Nebraska. I don't know why he wasn't suspended, but he wasn't. So,
damn, bro.
I mean, hopefully, he's saying all the right things, but I'm really hoping this is not a Josh Gordon situation all over again.
It might be, man.
You just can't stay off of it. And yeah, I mean,
he supposedly was like the highest rated linebacker.
I mean, you saw some mock drafts had him going in the top 5, most had him going in the top 10, but it could cost him to drop. And hopefully, that'll help him get his act together. Because, I mean, as we can see, you can see Jameis Winston is keeping his name out of papers for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. He ain't doing nothing.
He has stayed squeaky clean. He learned his lesson. Hopefully, Randy Gregory will learn his as well.
So, yeah, I hope so.
I hope so.
Also, I seen the news. Jadeveon Clowney is confident his knee is healing.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that's with Will Fork.
He had that microfracture.
And Watt. I'm like, ooh, that's going to be nasty. Clowney can just get it together.
He had that microfracture.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that one that you just like, I don't know if you ever going to be the same. I mean, as far as he's still rehabbing. I'm like, dude, you've been rehabbing since your rookie year.
Yeah, that's all you've been doing.
Golly. So I'm like, at this point, that pick is not panning out.
No, he's like, just be healthy.
Golly, please.
You don't have time to get better. You're just trying to get healthy.
Like, come on, man. I mean, but, you know, we've seen cases where guys start off, you know, a little dinged up and they turn around. So hopefully that's the direction he goes in. At least I hope.
Yeah, I was like, I want to see what he can actually do.
Yeah, I want to see. I mean, if he's a beast in college. Yeah,
if he's healthy and just sucks, then we can be like, damn, dude, all that shit talking, you suck.
Yeah.
But if he's always hurt, you're just like, well, I don't know.
Untapped potential.
Mm-hmm. And then we got last with the NFL news, Michael Sam. Says there are other gay athletes in the NFL. That a lot of players reached out to him. They're just choosing not to come out.
Well, I mean, well, you know, kudos to the NFL for putting on that veteran combine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as I know, there's a few signings that came from that combine. Some guys are getting a shot. So it was good to see. It seems like it worked out pretty well. Michael Sam, he, for all intents and purposes, didn't really do too well. Numbers wise, it looks like his numbers are worse than his rookie combine numbers, which to me tells me, and I tweeted this, I was like, his numbers tell me he wasn't working out and prepping like he says he is. Like, he's like, I want to play football and all this. And I'm just like, dude, if you're this dedicated, to me, you would have put on a much better effort and a much better showing. As far as his statement about, you know, gay athletes in the NFL, well, I'm like, well, no duh, there are other gay athletes in the NFL. We've known that for years.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years and years. So, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, he said he'd never say anything about them. Yeah,
of course.
And he said, there's some famous people, and I'm not the only one.
No, duh. I know that.
Was it a risky move? Yes, but at the moment, the reason why it came out is I thought it wasn't going to be a big deal. Maybe I was naive. Very.
You were very naive on that aspect, young man.
Maybe I thought it was 2014. People understand that they're gay NFL players. Nobody cares. They don't.
And
be gay and shut up. That's how a lot of them like. Oh,
I'm like, dude,
I don't need to know, even though I can probably tell and maybe be like, I don't want to know though.
I'm sorry, bruh, but if you wanted to be in the NFL, you kept your mouth shut. And came out after the fact.
Yeah, but then
and came out after you got picked.
Yeah, there's gay athletes everywhere, but I was clearly wrong. It was a huge deal. Yes. I mean,
I'm like, look, man, you seem like a smart, intelligent brother. You were very naive then in that aspect that you really didn't think this was going to be a big deal. Yes, it is 2014, but you have to understand the whole homosexuality and with everybody being open now. This is something that has just recently started.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that was happening 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Dudes were, and you, nobody knew who was gay. You rarely heard dudes coming out and saying, you know, I'm gay and all that. I mean, of course, you knew there were dudes out there, but it wasn't like it is today where guys are just, you know, they just out and about.
You got celebrities, all that.
All that stuff. They just willing and they're open.
They're willing to come out.
Absolutely.
You know, they may.
One of my favorite shows, what's the one about the four brainiacs?
You're not talking about the one that's the hella popular one.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. It's a blank because I don't watch that shit.
Oh, but Sheldon from the show, he's gay.
The show is
hilarious. I mean, there's so many people out there who are. And at this point, you had to understand you were in a sport. That when it is looked at, first thing that's thought of is masculinity, you know, macho, camacho, you know, macho chismo, all this stuff, all masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And like I have told Chris, and I have said this from, it is going to take somebody of high stature who is going to be like a number one pick quarterback type who comes out the closet and is just like, who is Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota-esque, and who's like, I'm gay.
Who's beloved by all
and says, I'm gay. Then what are you going to do? At that point, it will be determined if you drop or rise because of your homosexual status.
More than likely, a player's not going to do it before the draft.
But I'm just saying, if Andrew Luck said he was gay, do you still think he would have went with the number one pick? I do. I personally do, just because he was that damn good.
I believe so. I would hope so.
But you don't know.
Straight up, no, I don't. I would think somebody would more likely not say anything, become like if Andrew Luck now came out, then I could be like, okay, let's see what they're gonna say. But yeah, before I think
risky.
Michael Sam took a risky move. I do applaud him because
absolutely
whoever that person is going to be,
the door's been opened.
You've
opened that door,
or you've at least
you've cracked it open.
Right, you've made it enough for that person to come through and take that next step.
Now, in Michael Sam's position, though, it was a risky proposition for him more so because he wasn't projected to go high anyway.
No.
So to me, that's why it was a little more risky for him because he wasn't projected to go that high.
No.
So, you know, it could have played a factor. But for him to think it wasn't going to be a big deal, I'm like, bruh, you really didn't think you on camera kissing your boyfriend in front of millions of Americans was not going to be a big deal? Yes, it was going to be a big deal.
of course it was going to be a big deal. You're the first openly gay NFL player. First.
Yes.
First. Number one. The first ever. There have been guys that have come out after the fact, after they retired.
Right.
You were the first one ever to come out before the draft.
Yeah.
You really didn't think that was just going to do anything. It's like Jackie Robinson. You know, I'm the first black, you know, MLB player. I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal, though. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
I mean, come on, bro. I mean, you got...
Come on, bro.
Most dudes will support you, and they'd be like, good for you.
And I support him. I hope he makes it to the NFL. Okay. I really do.
But the people who have the money behind it, who have to deal with fans and alike, it's a big deal. Yeah, I want him to.
I hope he gets an opportunity, because I'm not going to even front.
Yeah.
In the preseason, he looked good.
Yeah. And Moms will be watching. That's her show, so she'll be watching
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I'll find out how good he is. And
I mean, maybe look, man.
You know, hopefully he gets the chance. And there's been talking him maybe going up to Canada. Hey, man, pursue your damn football dream. If it's not in the NFL, maybe it's somewhere else. Go play. Show him what's up and do that.
Exactly.
I'll get into some college football talk. Mm-hmm. This was came out real big. The documents released show that the NCAA unfairly punished USC without concrete evidence.
And you know what? I caught a Mason in Ireland. They were ranting about USC and everything. And I honestly didn't. I didn't know what happened. I was like,
I didn't either at first.
What the heck happened? But I did get a chance. I didn't read the documents, of course. Like 500 pages.
Right.
But I kind of skimmed over some things, and it was just, it was a little eye-opening. It was kind of like, so y'all just didn't like USC.
That's how it came out.
Y'all just didn't like USC. That's what it was. Because I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm like, Reggie Bush took some money, supposedly, mm-hmm. from an agent. Over on the East Coast in Penn State, they're molesting children, and they didn't get the punishment USC got.
They over in the South, Miami Boots is providing hookers and all that.
Yeah, they snorting cocaine and stuff. And they didn't get the punishment
mm-hmm.
that USC got. I don't understand. I mean, and like we said, that's just how it came across. Like, you guys just didn't like USC.
Well, he supposedly got his parents are in the house, but it was no like, look at all the stuff he did. It was like, we think Reggie Bush got paid.
We think.
Right. So we're going to hit you with like you losing 20 scholarships. You can't go to no bowl games for 3 years. You're like, God damn. And then everybody after that. You get a little bit,
you know,
and you're like, wait a minute. So,
I mean, before
you had one player, it wasn't like, we seen like 20 players. We've got documents of at least three former players who got money. It was like this one dude.
I mean,
who was just one of the star players, mm-hmm. granted, but it was one guy. But you got programs who you have, like, track records.
You got Ohio State with the whole tattoo thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they took money, or like with Terrell Pryor and all that.
With Georgia, with Todd Gurley, who's mm-hmm. selling his autograph. Florida yeah. State.
Right. Well, they're getting money. Oh, well, we ain't really docking them.
And they gave Penn State their wins back.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? It's
going to affect the other players.
I hope Todd Marinovich, who's the dude that lost his job? The assistant coach?
Oh,
Todd Marinovich?
Something like that.
I hope he sues the shit out of the NCAA, and I hope he wins. Because he apparently was a scapegoat of the whole thing, and apparently he didn't do anything. So I'm like, hey, I hope he sues the hell out of him, and I hope he wins. Oh my gosh.
I mean, look, that's
them good old Southern boys. They stick together.
You always punish it.
They hate the West Coast. That's why the Pac-12 never gets love come bowl time. They'll never get no love in the rankings because they hate us West Coasters, but that's okay.
Nope.
That's all right.
We don't watch the game. We don't know. Like, okay.
Whatever.
I mean, look, Ohio State looking at potential violations with QB Braxton Miller promoting health supplements on Instagram. And supposedly I didn't hear about this. He was taking a pic. He has a picture on the Instagram, I think, with the supplemental company in the background, and it looks like he's giving out his information. Like, yeah, for more information on this, hit me up. They're like, did you get some money to do that?
And he's already a guy who he's had some issues before. I'm like, for one, number one, Ohio State has three quarterbacks, so this ain't really the time to be messing up if you want your opportunity. Number two, if he wants a chance in the NFL, he can't be doing stuff like this. He was already undersized as a quarterback as it is. This ain't going to help his chances.
Yeah.
So number three, he might have to just look for a new start as a senior somewhere else. I heard Florida State. Heard he might be looking to transfer to Florida State or something like that, so I don't know. Ohio State just got issues.
They do. I mean, I'm even looking at this now with Alabama. They just missed Jonathan Taylor, a defensive lineman, after he was arrested again on domestic violence charges.
He was dismissed from his former school once in Georgia.
Damn.
For, I believe it was domestic violence or something along those lines, or theft or something. He did something that he got arrested for. And now it's just, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, then something else happened with Alabama. Shit, it went away. Okay. Get back to that. Archie Manning leaving the college football committee.
After one season?
Guess he's just like, nah, I want to go see my son. It was all gravy. It's going to be replaced by former Vanderbilt coach Bobby Johnson, who coached Vanderbilt from 2002 to 2010. And I was like, I would think Archie Manning would be a little unbiased. I'm like, okay. Oh, all right. Let's see you go. I'm sure he's not. I wouldn't be surprised if that thing is like somewhat of a revolving door. Now, not every year, but I could see after a few years somebody's like, yeah, I want
to
get off.
I'm not trying to read between lines. Not trying to nitpick or be a journalist here. I am really wondering if him leaving has anything to do with it being Peyton Manning's last year and him wanting to see his son play. I'm just wondering.
He said he...
I'm wondering because the seasons play together. They play on Saturday, so we'd have to spend time looking at the games and doing all that stuff. Where I'm like, if it's Peyton's last year, I'm sure he's going to want to be at a lot of those games.
Oh, I think his son. He mentioned a lot of that.
I'm wondering.
And he mentioned some of it was being family and watching his sons play. I wouldn't blame him. I mean, not like he need it.
Yeah. I wonder.
Oh, yeah, with Alabama. Defensive back Geno Smith.
Another Geno, huh?
Arrested in charge of DUI. Like, oh.
Alabama, this is what happens when you get high-profile players, though.
Yep, and same thing happened to him in 2013.
Of course it did. Double offenders, both of them.
Damn. It's Bama, though. We about that football.
Yeah, I bet.
We don't care what you do in the South as long as it doesn't screw up us winning on the football field. Of course. We don't give a fuck. Some interesting news that went on, you know, with the talks we had with Chris Borland. In Frisco, Michigan center Jack Miller would not play his senior season. Says a long-term impact from past and future concussions was a factor. Said he had one in high school, possibly two or three in college, though only one was reported. And like we said, we think this is going to be a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge full-on trend, but I can see guys just being like, hey, I don't want to risk it. Especially if you feel like you've had a few concussions, you're like, nah, man.
I want to be able to remember stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, this is going to open the eyes of the NFL and college football. We need to really start protecting these guys. Seriously protecting them. Mm-hmm. Not none of this, all this talk now. We need to take serious action and actually try to prevent concussions. Because clearly it's driving these players out of the game. And it's going to get to a point, again, you're going to have these high-profile guys who are just like, yeah, it's not even worth it.
Hey, if it affects the product on the field, then yes.
I'm telling you.
They're going to be forced into that.
Yep. Watch it.
All right, y'all. Let's get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
Let's start off with the Noice Award.
Noice, Noice, Noice.
Noice, Noice. All right, what you got?
All right, Noice Award for me is shout out to DC, Sean Taylor's mural. Looks like a while back it was painted over by some idiotic blogger who was trying to put up stuff about politics. But they restored it and after it was defaced. So just want to give a shout out to the city of Brooklyn. The city of D.C. That was a classy move by them. They didn't have to do that. But they chose to, and I really do appreciate it. You know, saluting a guy who, and that just kind of shows you how much he meant to that city when he played. And unfortunately, he got shot and
he got his life taken away
a little too early. But clearly, he's still making an impact on the world today. So, shout out to DC, Big B, where you at?
Oh yeah, shout out to all that crew over there out in the IDS crew.
What up, Isley?
Guess who's got the hiccups over here?
Who's that lady? Who's that lady?
You got another one?
Did you have as far as noises? Nope.
That okay. Was it. All right, I got a couple. Want to shout out?
Actually, yes.
Uh huh.
But I'll save it for after you do yours.
Okay.
Because it relates to one of yours.
Which one?
Dean Smith.
Okay. First off, I got to give a shout out to Devin Steele with his daughter Leah. Who had cancer a few months back that also got a noise award from us for just his support and her fighting it. Mm-hmm. Good news, has her cancer in remission. You know, so that's always great to hear.
Nice.
As a parent, like, okay.
Absolutely.
Things is getting better.
Yeah, that's great
so
to
So that's
hear.
Great to hear. And shout out to Dean Smith, who left $200 in his will to every player he coached who lettered with the note saying basically have dinner on Coach Dean Smith.
Nice.
To everybody, from his first time to his end, even Michael Jordan asked, who don't need the money, $200.
It's just the gesture, man.
It's great.
That shows you he was ahead of his time.
That shows you he's not
ahead of his time.
It's more about basketball.
Exactly.
And I heard a lot of players read and got that and was just, you know, touched their heart. Like, wow, $200.
From Dean Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes to show
that's
you.
A gang of, I'm like, that's a gang of people.
But that shows you how much he thought of his players.
Mm-hmm.
It was like all his kids. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And to add to that noise award, we got to reverse what the fuck on here.
Mm.
There were reports earlier that the NC2A was looking into that as a violation and was kind of like, are y'all? At the time, it was like, are y'all really going to do this to Dean Smith? Really? The man's dead, and he left it to the players $200 in his will. Who are you going to punish?
Right.
But the NC2A came out and said, you know, contrary to inaccurate media reports, this is why I always say sources said, because they never get it right sometimes. Dean Smith's generous gift to former student athletes is not, I repeat, not an NC2A violation. So there you go.
Because I'm like,
come on. Who are you going to punish?
Right.
Dean Smith is dead.
What you going to be like, oh.
North Carolina.
The only reason sanctions. I went to Carolina
was to get $200.
Yeah, Coach said he going to leave me $200 when he dead. That's why people hate the NC2A.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
So, Norris Award to the NC2A for letting that go. Like, look, you know, it's not a violation. Let it just be a good gesture that it was. I'm glad that dark cloud for one day is gone. Because I was like, don't y'all dare disrespect Dean Smith like this.
Some stupid shit like that.
Don't you dare. So, I'm glad that wasn't to see. But again, it does open up the question about, you know, stipends for these players, man. Should they get a little something?
And I found another one I'll throw out there. That for all the Duke fans, which is about a small amount compared to all the Duke haters, Mike Krzyzewski has made 12 Final Fours, tied with John Wooden, by the most by any coach.
Nice.
Which means he's probably going to break it
Absolutely.
At some point.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Damn, bro. Why the hell do I want to even think of going coaching the pros?
Thank
for
you.
What?
I'm the king of Duke.
Yeah.
I'm the king of North Carolina. I'm the king of North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm in Durham, but damn it, I'm the king of North Carolina.
And we always back. Back again.
Exactly. That's what's up, man.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, after that positives, we got to get on some folk.
Mm-hmm.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right. I actually have two.
All
right. First one is going out to West Virginia freshman Daxter Miles Jr., who just wanted to come out after that ass whooping that they got from Kentucky. Just wanted to say they play great.
Nice.
I do. They play great. Before that game,
talking all
said they don't play hard. And tomorrow, they're going to be 36-1. And what did you do? 19 minutes, 0 for 3 field goals, 0 for 2 free throws, missed your only three-pointer, 1 rebound.
So you did nothing.
Didn't do shit. And so, you know.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
And this player's got his back. I mean, it's guys who've done it before. You know, just.
Bitch slapped.
Yeah,
don't. It would be the right term. Because yeah. That's what they did to y'all, boy. My God.
You can't do that.
Not to the. You can't poke the bear, man.
I mean, it's one. The thing, I guess. If you. There's one thing if they're like, all right, we're going to be 36-1. Okay. All right. He confident. But if they're like, they don't really play hard. Well, they're going to have to play hard against us. Excuse me? Okay.
Now you're questioning our effort.
Yeah.
Now we mad.
And every put it was like, after about 3 minutes into that game, you were like, okay, I can change the channel. This game's over with.
Got your ass. We don't play hard. Yeah, okay. I show you don't play hard.
Right.
Y'all didn't look like y'all play hard.
Nope. Because I even watched the game. I was like, damn, even Hampton looked like they gave more effort than them.
I looked at the score. The first time I glimpsed at the score, it was 40-15. And I said, God damn.
You got knocked the fuck out.
And that clip just ran in my head. I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up.
When I saw that, I was like, oh,
oh okay. Boy.
And I saw this that I had to add from one of your favorite players, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, Lord.
He averaged 6.2 turnovers in March. Is the second most in a single month since turnovers were officially tracked in 1977, minimum 10 games.
Who's number one?
I don't know. I have to look that one up.
Are you kidding? Since 1971?
To 77 since they tracked it. With a minimum of 10 games, he averaged it in March. Six
turnovers a game? God, I know he's handling the rock that much. But so is James Harden. And James Harden ain't averaging that many turnovers a game. That's ridiculous, dude. What? You talk about inefficient. That is as inefficient as it gets.
And that's why he's like, he putting up triple doubles.
And he's turning the ball over.
And y'all losing. Yeah. Y'all still ain't. You ain't dominating wins.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so that was like, oh, I'm going to write this down.
Wow.
And then Jonathan be like, Kevin Durant, hurry up and come back.
And that this leans on my point. If he's gonna be point guard, that assist to turnover ratio is terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, he probably like, I'm averaging like 9-10 assists. Like, what you get?
Six turnovers. Good God almighty.
All right, man, what you got? I know that was like
Well, first my first one, and I just caught this one. I had to give it to the Wizards. Just because they're John Wall and Randy Whitman were kind of baffled on just how they've been playing lately. Randy Whitman says, we were running things I've never even seen before. We weren't focused on what we needed to do from an offensive standpoint. Adding with the chuckle, coming out of timeouts, a guy doesn't even know he's supposed to catch the ball and we turn it over. And then it says Wall agreed, and he said that's terrible. The Wizards, I don't know. I don't know. They're just not really showing a sense of urgency at this point. They came out the box hot. You thought they were going to be one of those teams that were going to take the next step, and they have disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointed severely this season. So they get one.
Yeah, I will say this. Just hearing that clip of Randy Whitman sounds like somebody who will not be around much longer. When he's like, we run and play, I ain't even see. Straight up, dude run a play who you ain't supposed to run. Sit your ass down, fool. What the hell was that? What is that? Yeah. What is that? Sit down. Even if it's John Wall, sit down. And then like a minute later, you can get back in.
Yep.
And be like, nah, we ain't having this. That.
Yeah.
You can't just go off on a tangent and do what the hell you want to do. Nope. I'm running the ship.
Oh, man.
You want to do your own shit? All right, go sit down. Go sit down.
Yeah.
Go sit down. You can do your own shit. Yeah, that's not a good sign for Randy Whitman.
Nah.
That's not.
That's not at all. And this is not a good sign going into the playoffs. I'm like, guys don't know what they're running. It's like 2 weeks left in the season.
And right now they're going to play Toronto. Both of them teams fell the hell off. At one point, didn't Toronto have like the best record in the East?
For a
minute,
for a second, yep.
Like, oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
All-star break came. And then my second one, and y'all know how I like to pick on my Lakers. The Lakers, I believe it was last week.
They're going to be like, don't be claiming the Lakers. They're not your Lakers.
Oh, excuse me. You know how I like to be clowning y'all Lakers. The Lakers basically chose last week, for whatever reason, to rest Carlos Boozer and Jordan Hill because they wanted to see and evaluate their young dudes. I'm like, you have the whole season to do that. I'm like, you're really going to wait until the last month of the season to say, oh, now we want to evaluate our young talent. I almost was in tears when I read that. I was just like, seriously? You're trying not to show like you're tanking. You don't want to show you're tanking, but clearly y'all been tanking the whole season. I don't. For me, I was just like,
you're gonna wait. You're gonna give your young talent.
They were in a shitty position, but at the same time, it had been like, Kobe, what do you want us to do? They brought back the same team,
basically.
So what? I don't know. I really don't understand what the. The Lakers just—I don't know. I'm just so lost this season. I'm just waiting,
like,
for what the hell they're doing.
Like, they brought in Clarkson. Clarkson got.
He was
like
a nice piece.
Early.
He is a nice find. Yeah. Now you got a young piece.
Yeah, but
right
they started
there.
Him like a month ago.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. Exactly my point.
Yeah, that's how you see if you got what he can do. It's like, all right, look, we're not playing that well. Dudes in front of him ain't playing well. Get in.
They should have been doing that 4 months ago.
But here, like, well, now we're going to start evaluating talent, like...
We're going to wait till April.
What?
What you been playing? You want to see what Carlos Boozer can do?
We're evaluating Boozer and Jeremy Lin and...
What?
Yeah, you've had Jordan Hill been on the team. We know what he can do.
This is why I'm like, the Lakers should have taken this year and did a Philly-esque type thing and just signed young guys. But, of course, we knew Kobe Bean wasn't having that.
No.
So you had to bring back the exact same freaking team, and you're in the exact same boat.
That's what
And
happened.
You better pray you get a top five pick.
Yep.
Pray. Because I'm telling you right now, if you don't get a top five pick, I will be laughing my ass off. I'm going to howl in laughter. I promise you.
Yeah, that's
I promise you.
The scary part is for Lakers, it's realistically, it's not the end of the world for them because they don't base, they're all about getting top free agents. That's always been their strategy. However, it might get real ugly. I mean, especially because this is new ownership, all that.
This is new territory.
Yeah, if they don't get that pick, there's going to be a huge percentage of fans that are just going to be like, "What the fuck, fuck y'all." I mean, seriously
though, that's true, that's real.
Because it's like, oh, and I heard somebody was like, "Why did they give away their picks?" Somebody was, I think, were we talking about that?
I've been saying that for years.
Were we talking about that? Where
Phil
it was
Jackson
like,
did it every freaking year. I was like, this is eventually going to come back and bite them in the ass.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Because you're trading pick after pick, year after year. We don't want to be in the luxury I'm like, you're not developing any young talent. What happens when these guys get old?
Yeah, that was the thing with somebody. I'm trying to, if that was you who mentioned somebody was like, oh, well. On the radio, they were talking about, oh, that was the dumbest trade, you know, trading Steve Nash for three picks. I'm like, first of all, I think it was Maxi Marcellus, I think. I was like, first off, stop acting like 3 years ago before that happened, you cared about draft picks.
I said that shit was dumb.
You said the one who was clearly the most vocal when it happened that you were like, this shit is stupid.
It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense at the time. And Laker fans,
they're
crappy.
They had traded for Dwight Howard. I mean, look, it was a gutsy move, and it could have turned out great, and it just didn't.
They shouldn't have traded for Steve Nash.
No, they shouldn't have. And you gave up. Three.
I didn't mind. You could have got Dwight. That was fine.
And the problem with Nash and that team, they were all. And my complaint with that Lakers back then was like, y'all are all you're pushing all your chips in.
Yep.
You like, look, you know Kobe Bryant got a few years left. Hold on to some of them in case you start maybe backslide. Maybe the West turns out to be pretty good. I mean, granted, nobody knew Steve Nash was going to be like out 3 full damn seasons when you traded for him. And then he wasn't even going to play the third year at all. I mean, you knew he probably wasn't going to be that healthy. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, yo, this is still my thought. Whoever was the trainers back then, get yourself a nice little raise.
Yep.
Because as soon as his ass got to Los Angeles, he got hurt. To the point where it's like, oops, I got hurt carrying bags.
Oh, man. Laker fans, I feel your pain.
Laker fans are having a full-on what-the-fuck year.
You know what they are? They were the Bulls when all the Bulls could get was Ron Mercer and Brent Barry.
This is their time.
This is exactly what the Bulls went through after Jordan when they couldn't get no free agents. Tim Duncan was like, thanks, but no thanks. Trace McGrady, nope. Eddie Jones, nope. We couldn't get anybody. The Bulls could get nobody. Now we adding Gasol. We got Derrick Rose. You got Noah. I mean,
now y'all.
Y'all got to rebuild. You got to draft well in the draft. It sucks that Julius Randle got hurt. Hopefully, knock on wood, y'all can keep that pick. Y'all can get a decent prospect coming out.
And then you play them dudes and see what you got.
And I hear dudes in the barbershop, we need to get that kid from Kentucky. I wanted to say, if you don't get one of the top two picks, you ain't getting Karl Anthony Towns.
Right.
So that's that. Yeah. I don't know. At this point,
At this point, get somebody good.
I don't know who's coming out, though, that's good. And this is half the problem.
Right.
Because I don't know anybody. Jahlil Okafor and Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
And the cap from Ohio State, the point guard.
They hoping they get out by pick. We know they gonna like, we getting Jahlil Okafor. Better get that
That's
pick
all,
first.
And
better get that pick first.
Thank you. Good
Yo,
Lord.
I cannot wait. I can't wait.
If the Knicks,
I can't wait to the draft selection.
Knicks,
all I'm gonna be watching
number
is,
one pick.
All I'm gonna be watching is when they get to like numbers when he gets to seven. Because you got people that's leapfrogging. So when he gets about pick eight, I'm just gonna be like,
pick eight goes to the Phoenix Suns.
Well, you know if he goes,
it was traded to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, when they get
that'd be so cold.
I would be scared, dude.
I'm gonna be waiting.
I want to actually go to a bar where all Laker fans to watch that shit.
Because
you know teams get leapfrogged.
Yep. All the time.
Yeah.
Cleveland got the number one pick this year, and they were not supposed to.
And if you get that pick, you're like, wait a minute.
That's why I'm like, Laker fans have to get the first or second word where they can't. They're not going
to
be worse than
that
New
is
York.
Funny if it gets to, like, the pick seventh, and it'd be like, and then Philly already got their pick, and it's like, oh, this is the pick from the Lakers. Like, oh, that's fucked up.
That's why I'm
Philly
like,
gets a number one and six pick.
But this is why I'm like, dude, if y'all were really that intent on getting a high draft pick and keeping your pick,
you would be
why did you wait till April to rest Boozer and Hill? That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you try to evaluate your young talent? I'm like, Philly's evaluating their young talent all season. Yeah. And we'll have a top three
Don't
pick
again. Don't
worry
about resting them. Just,
thank you.
Just play the young talent.
God. And I don't know why you signed Boozer in the first place. Kobe can lead us to the playoffs. I was like, no, he's not.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, Laker. It really feels like this year has been like, for Laker fans, and the what the fuck moment has been like JaVale McGee and and the damn Shaq and the Fool. It's like every like month, what the fuck? Oh, Lakers, blah 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 blah.
They won.
What they do?
It was like they won. Oh, why?
Yeah.
Damn.
And what happened when they went, oh, yeah, man, you know, we just doing the damn thing, trying to handle stuff.
Hey, you're the third, fourth worst team in the league. I love it. Nick Young, you were the highlight of the season.
Yeah, I wish he wasn't
so
hurt.
Pissed. Thank you. I'm so mad he's hurt right now because he made me laugh so much throughout this season.
Yeah.
Oh, he was comedy.
Because last year,
he was comedy.
Last year, Laker fans loved him. This year, I don't know.
Fuck Nick Young. They're like, get rid of that. You gave him 4 years. What? Yeah, 4 years. You are stuck with that man for three more of them things. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, we hope y'all enjoyed listening to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Absolutely.
Chris and Jonathan checking out us at the Black Is Network. You can find the show on iTunes Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. Just do a search for Black Is. Black Is Online. You'll find us there. You can find us on the website, blackisonline.com. You can leave comments all any of those places on the show page. We don't bring it up often, but if you have the itch and you'd actually like to donate, we have a donate button on the website. PayPal, we appreciate it. $1, $2, $5, $100, $1,000, don't matter. All of this goes back into the shows and everything for Black Is Online. We ain't spending this money.
Absolutely.
If y'all want to get at us directly, you can hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to us for the long-time listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in for the long haul, keeping up with us here. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to give y'all guys a shout-out for checking us out and seeing what we brought up in here in the happy hour. Go ahead and tell all your loved ones if you enjoyed the shows. Go ahead and tell your daddies, mothers, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout-out to my niece. She joined us for like 10 seconds. And let's see who we got today. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let me see. I'm feeling a little Captain Planet-ish. Go ahead and tell Earth. Go ahead and tell Wind. Fire. Heart. And when their powers combined.
You forgot one.
Oh, hold on.
Did you forget Wind?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Wind, water, fire, earth, heart. And when your powers combined, I am Captain Planet. Go, Planet. Love it.
Yeah, we all.
Shout out to y'all. Love it. Shout out. So hope y'all enjoyed the show. And thank you for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Slow business. You've been on that same bag damn near 2 weeks. But you a daycare nigga, babysitting the yams. It's your name, Keith Sweat, make it last forever. You can call me Babyface, I got that whip appeal. Get it? Whip appeal. Ziploc the O's, half a brick in a stove. School of hard knocks, I majored in chemistry. So you know I passed with flying colors. My wrist iced out, so my arms cold. Shit jumping out the gym, we call it on the road. We got the bread, nigga. Who got the work? We got the bread.